Yeah, just maintenance day for him. Just banged up a little bit, so we'll see how he is tomorrow.
It's a new kind of bang up, or something that's been kind of plaguing him for a little bit, or where is that at?
It's on his body somewhere.
Do you think that's affected his performance? Maybe mentally?
I don't know. I don't know. All our performances are affected a little bit right now, right? So, you know, I think, but, you know, to your point, Sarah, we had a good chat this morning about yesterday's gone, right? We'll learn from it, but we'll forget it, and we're going to move forward. We, you know, we work today, obviously, and, you know, we're looking forward to getting on the plane tonight and getting over to Sweden and hopefully starting fresh.
You said today wouldn't be fun at practice. Do you think that was effective? Like you said, they worked hard. Did you kind of get everything you wanted out of today before you travel over?
Yeah, Sweden? We wanted execution. We wanted to play some defense. You know, I know it seems we're squeezing it a little tight offensively. And I think our analytics, we had 12 shots on net, 5 on 5 last night, and 12 missed the net. So we wanted to do a little of that, but we wanted to play some defense. And, you know, when things aren't going your way, you want to get back to basics and you want to work hard, but you want to, you know, we've got to keep the puck out of our net. I think we're 7th in the league in scoring, I think Matt said this morning. So we're scoring enough goals to win hockey games. We've got to keep it out of our net.
Some line changes, too. Is that something that you're looking to possibly keep together?
Yeah, we wanted to have a look at it here today. But, yeah, that's our plan, is to go with it, what they were today.
Is this group, as is, plus Wallstead, everyone that's going to Sweden, plus you said Boudreaux and Goligoski?
Yeah, there's a possibility of calling somebody else up. We're working through the numbers now. You know, that's not my department.
So another forward in case we're all camp.
Possibly, right? We're kind of waiting, obviously, to see. So we'll. But yeah, there's probably one more guy coming, but we'll see.
I know Duhaime plays an aggressive forechecking style. That's part of how he's, you know, he works really hard. But like, is there a question of time and space for that kind of thing? Like, you know, the hit on the boarding call, like other things, like if I made a power play led to a couple goals, like in terms of when to be on the edge, or that just a bad luck thing where he got the guy in the back?
Well, we got notification from the league that there's no further. So, you know, was it, you don't want to see a guy go in like that, but there's some responsibility on both parties. Obviously, do we want to be down, you know, 5-minute major, you know, no, but it wasn't as if, you know, he's making a hockey play. He's trying to hit the guy. So, I guess to answer your question, Joe, we don't think it was undisciplined at that time. He's trying to make a hit, and, you know, it kind of went, obviously it went bad. You never want to see that, but as far as discipline, no. The other penalties, are they avoidable? Yeah, the hookings, the holdings, the trippings. I mean, the trip was kind of, but, you know, the hooking and that kind of stuff, those are avoidable penalties that we can't take, you know, obviously.
Is it hard for you? I mean, it doesn't feel like you have a lot of levers to pull when you have so few bodies around. I mean, you know, you come to practice today and you pretty much have, you know, you can't, it seems like you can't really hold players.
You do to keep the puck out of the net. Sure. Do we challenge and show and talk and all that good stuff about that? Yeah. So, we have to do a better job in those areas to get that puck that's sitting there out of that dangerous area, as opposed to, you know, them putting it in the net.
The other thing is that there's a lot of talk about how 5-on-5 we're playing well. It's just the penalties. But you tend to drop penalties when you're not playing great 5-on-5, right? Or you're pinned in your own end, or something's going on.
Yeah, there's an element of that for sure. If you don't have the puck, obviously, then you're trying to get it back, and that's when most of the hookings and holdings and and what have you happen. So, yeah, no, for sure. We've got to play with the puck more, but our execution, as I mentioned, one thing, like our passing last night was not very good. Obviously, we turned the puck over, but, you know, we weren't sharp as far as tape to tape, and so we worked on that here today.
You mentioned some guys sucked last night, and critical in that sense. Like, I know the players play, they execute, that's their job. Like, how much responsibility these guys fall to the coaches sometimes and the staff when teams are going through this kind of a rut as well?
Yeah, 100%. We're accountable too. We talk, we meet, we try, but we've got to do a better job. Just as we can talk about the players have to execute, we as coaches need to execute as well. There's no question.
Dean, what do you remember about playing in Europe and what that kind of segment of your career was like for you?
Yeah, I actually started. I played World Junior in Sweden, place Norrköping. So that was my first experience of going to Europe, was to go to Sweden with Team Canada, and it was exciting. And then, I've played a stint with Team Canada. I think we went 12 times to Europe, Japan. It was a lot of fun. It's exciting. We're all looking forward to it. I think somebody mentioned, I don't know, Sarah, you did, that it's fun, you know. It's supposed to be a good experience. Yeah, it's supposed to be a good experience. But we're there to get 4 points. That's our goal. We'll have some fun. Obviously, we'll take in a different country and culture and all that good stuff. But when the puck's dropped, we're pretty desperate for wins right now, right?
What was the planning like, just to set you guys up for success, to adapt to a time change, work out a schedule, practice days, some time off?
Yeah.
The clock.
Yeah, there's lots lots that went into it. Matt Harder, our strength and fitness guy, has our game plan as far as what to eat and supplements and sleep regimen. When we land, we're going to do a little exercise. We're not going to skate tomorrow. But we'll get together as a group. We'll do like a stretch and get calisthenics or whatever it is, get the body flowing, and time and when we're supposed to nap and all that good stuff. And but end of the day, you get rest when you can get rest.
I couldn't tell from watching it. Are you thinking of slotting Merrill back in, or is that pretty much set with your D there?
Yeah, we're thinking about it.
With three games in like 13 days, how does that schedule, light schedule, kind of affect a team when it's struggling?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly like to play and get it out of you, but then on the flip side, it's nice to have some practice days. We didn't do any special teams today, but we mentioned to the group that the next two games, or practices, excuse me, are going to be heavily weighted into our special teams. We're going to, to Joe's point, we've talked extensively about our penalty kill systematic, that we will be changing again some stuff. But then that's what we have to try to do, right? I mean, like I said, yesterday's gone. So we need to move forward, but we need to change something or do something. You can't just keep continually say, okay, well, you know, we're standing beside guys, get the job done. We're going to try to change some stuff up so that we're giving the players, the team, hopefully the confidence and the structure to get the job done on our penalty kill and obviously on our power play as well.